It's Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Tom Hall. Wednesdays are the day here on Maryland Morning that we concentrate in particular on politics. On April 26th, we'll vote in the primary that will decide delegates to the Democratic and Republican presidential conventions, nominees from both parties for the U.S. Senate and Congress, and here in Baltimore City, nominees for mayor and the city council. Coming up a little later, I'll be joined by Luke Broadwater of the Baltimore Sun and P. Kenneth Burns of the WIPR reporting staff to talk about the more than 100 candidates in races for seats on the Baltimore City Council. But we'll start this morning with a conversation about what the experience of voting will be like when we enter that voting booth, either as an early voter from April 14th through the 21st, or as an Election Day voter on April 26th. I'm joined on the phone from her office in Annapolis by Linda Lamone. She is the state administrator of the Maryland Board of Elections. Ms. Lamone, always good to talk to you. Thanks for your time.
You're more than welcome, Tom.
So we're going to be voting a little bit differently than the way we voted in the last election in 2014. Explain to us what that process is going to be like this time around.
This time around, we're going to be using paper ballots. Everybody probably has seen a questionnaire or some other form that you've submitted where you had to fill in an oval to select your choice or to provide an answer, and that's the type of ballot we're going to be using. Very simple. Provides a permanent record of the voter's choice for us here and allows us to do audits of the election and all the things that we need to do.
So when we fill out this paper ballot, we're going to need to fill that out in a private booth, a private voting booth, right? And then we'll actually be walking it over to a different place to register the vote. How's that going to work?
Yes. When the voter checks in, they'll be checking in just like they always have with the old system. But then they'll be given a paper ballot, and we have a series of privacy booths in the polling places where the voter can mark their ballot in private. Then they will put their ballot in what we call a privacy sleeve and walk it over to an optical scan unit and slide the ballot in there, and it will be counted.
All right. And what happens if you make a mistake on a paper ballot? You know, what if you want to change your vote before having it scanned, or if, you know, mistakenly you vote for two people in the same contest, something like that?
Just tell the poll worker that you'd like to have another ballot, and the poll worker will what we call spoil your original ballot and give you a new one.
And the Maryland legislature passed a law in 2007, oh, 9 years ago or so, that said that we needed to switch to paper ballots. And you mentioned a few of the reasons, but basically the reasons have to do with the capacity to audit these. I mean, these ballots will leave literally a paper trail that we didn't have when we were using those electronic machines. Is that right?
That's absolutely right.
Early voting is going to be a little bit more complicated, it would seem to me, than on Election Day, because there are 66 early voting polling places in the state, but they're going to have ballots that cover a wide variety of races. In other words, if we vote on Election Day in Baltimore City, you'll show up and you'll be given just the ballot for that city council race and that congressional race and that the particular races to that district. But if you're voting at a early voting place, they're going to have a bigger inventory of ballots lying around, aren't they?
Well, that's true. But in the past, the poll workers had to have a wide variety of the ballot, what we call ballot styles, available for the provisional voters. So they're used to handling inventory of paper ballots. And so I have absolutely complete faith in our poll workers of being able to deal with having the paper ballots in early voting.
All right. And the electronic, the touchscreen voting machines still will be used by some, these new touchscreen voting machines, I should say, these were just purchased a couple of years ago. They will be used by some voters. Isn't that correct? Some voters who have perhaps disabilities that make it difficult for them to fill out a paper ballot. How's that going to work?
Well, your terminology is not correct, Tom, but I'm not. Everybody gets it confused. We're now calling them ballot marking devices, and yes, they are the ADA accessible voting units that we'll have available both early voting and on Election Day. But they still produce a paper ballot. They work a little bit differently in that the voter is interfacing by touching a screen, but then when the voter is finished making the selections, the voter then presses a button that says print, and the voter's selections are then printed on the piece of paper that's sitting in the ballot marking device. And then the voter does exactly the same thing as other voters marking on the paper ballot, takes that printed ballot from the ballot marking device over to the scanner and inserts it.
Okay, and the decision to not have every voter use the touchscreen device, the marking device to mark their paper ballot, was made just a couple of months ago. And I guess the reason is that on the touchscreen, it was very difficult to, you couldn't fit all the names of the candidates in some of these races. Like here in Baltimore, we've got 13 people running in the Democratic primary for mayor. I guess all those names didn't fit on a single screen. Is that the reason they changed their mind?
Yes, very simply, that was the reason. And we just felt that it was fairer to the candidates as well as the voters to simplify the process as much as possible.
But we should make it clear that the touchscreen system still produces a paper ballot. They're not two separate ways of voting.
Well, they are, because the with the paper true paper ballot, the voter is marking his or her selections on the paper. On the ballot marking device, as the name implies, the voter is marking or touching a screen to select their candidates, and then the ballot marking device prints out the paper.
Okay, but you end up with a piece of paper in either instance. Great.
Correct.
Linda Lamone is the state administrator of the Maryland Board of Elections. It's 88.1 WIPR Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. We're talking about how we're going to be voting next month when early voting begins on the 14th of April and the election takes place on April 26th. So the state did pay about $28 million for these ballot marking devices, the touchscreen devices.
The $28 million is for all of the equipment, both the ballot marking devices as well as all the scanners that will be used in 2,000-odd polling places.
Okay. But we're not going to be able to use these ballot marking devices completely this time around. Do you expect that, for example, by the November election that we would be using, that all voters, not just folks with disabilities, would be using these new ballot marking devices, the touchscreen things?
We really haven't made that decision yet, Tom. When part of the reason why I can't give you a definitive answer is that we are training thousands of people to man this election as poll workers, and the question then becomes, do you want to train them on some different technology in between elections? So we generally try not to make any changes from the primary to the general, because we don't want to have our poll workers learn a new system. And so we haven't really decided that yet.
Okay. But it's likely that at some point these ballot marking devices, these touchscreen machines, will be fixed, as it were. They'll be altered so that you can fit more candidates on the single screen.
Absolutely.
The manufacturer's going to address these issues, right?
Yes. As a matter of fact, we've already set up a meeting with the manufacturer to start discussing the specifics for redesigning the screen.
Okay. How will the paper ballots, the fact that we're going to be filling out paper ballots in large measure, affect the speed with which voters can complete their voting process?
We actually think it's going to be pretty fast. We had, as you probably know, an election over in Montgomery County, in Rockville, and College Park in last November. And I went down and observed the election in Rockville, and we got anecdotal evidence from College Park that the voters moved very quickly and adapted very quickly.
So if there is greater turnout, for example, in this primary than there was in the last primary, which is a pretty low bar to set, we were pretty bad on our turnout back in 2011, do you expect that it would, and people expect a bigger turnout perhaps because there's presidential races and Senate races, Congress races, et cetera, in addition to mayor and city council here in Baltimore, do you expect that it will, that there'll be lines at the polls? I mean, what are you guessing is going to happen on April 26th?
Well, that's hard to predict because it depends on a lot of factors. Baltimore City certainly has a huge ballot this coming primary. And if it rains, you know, that drives turnout down. If it's a wonderful, bright, beautiful day, that helps drive turnout even up. But it's hard to predict. I think it's our motto for this new voting system is simple: vote 1, 2, 3. mark your ballot, review it, and scan it. And I think the voters are probably as well educated this election as they have been in a long time on the candidates, and I think that will really help speed things up a lot.
Now, we just have a little bit of time left. I do want to ask you very quickly, one of the things that you did the last time that we changed the voting system back in 2002, there was money allocated for voter outreach to train and to explain and educate voters about the new system. That money was taken out of the budget this time around. Are you concerned that the people are going to take a long time to figure it out once they show up to the polling place?
Well, I am, and that's why I'm hoping everyone goes to our website, elections with an S, .maryland.gov, and go to voting, and there's a really neat demonstration on how to use the new system.
There is, and we will post a link to that very place on our WYPR website. All right, well, Linda Lamone, thank you so much. We'll let you get back to work. I know you all are very busy these days.
Thank you so much, Tom.
Linda Lamone is the state administrator of the Maryland Board of Elections. If you're not yet registered to vote, you've still got time. You can register any time between now and next Tuesday. Early voting in Maryland begins on April 14th. That's 2 weeks from tomorrow. Election day is Tuesday, April 26th, and you gotta vote. It's our right, it's our responsibility, and it's our opportunity to inform how our political leaders shape their approach to public policy. You gotta vote. And we've got to take a stab at sorting out the incredibly crowded races for the seats on the Baltimore City Council. We will do that after a break for the news with Baltimore Sun's Luke Broadwater and WYPR's P. Kenneth Burns. It's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. Stay with us.